Charlie Chan, Honolulu's famous detective, has promised that before the day draws to a close, the guests at Pine View will know who killed Madame Landini. Don Holt, the sheriff, has just heard from a newspaper reporter that Charlie Chan had been seen at Truckee saying goodbye to Ah Sing, who boarded a train for San Francisco. Furious at what he considers being double-crossed, Sheriff Holt says that he will leave immediately for San Francisco to arrest Ah Sing, when Charlie Chan stops him with the amazing statement, Ah Sing did not kill Landini.
But what was that you said?
I remarked, my dear sheriff, that Ah Sing did not kill Madame Landini, nor did he kill Dr. Swan. Surely, sheriff, you do not think that I am so little concerned in seeing justice done that I should deliberately assist in escape of murderer?
Well, I just didn't get it at all.
But now to the immediate business of making good our promise to arrest murderer before this day has joined all other days in antiquity. We must all leave study. I have little rearrangement of desk here to do. Then we proceed to the dining room as though nothing more important than evening meal were in our minds.
Well, you delivered my message to old Ah Sing, Mr. Chan.
Yes, indeed. Yes, Mr. Holt. Ah Sing's eyes filled with tears, and he remarked that he wished the four nails of your coffin to be the purest gold. It was highest compliment of which unemotional Ah Sing was capable. Sheriff?
Yes, Inspector?
Remember why guests came to Pine View. At request of Mr. Ward, who desired information concerning son he believed had been born to Landini after her separation from him.
Yes, of course. And the fact that Romano said that he had heard of that son.
Correct, Sheriff. But not so important as one other thing. Essential clue, had we but realized it was such. I very much fear that my friend, Inspector Duff of Scotland Yard, whom I am indebted for phrase, essential clue, yes, I am certain Inspector Duff would have realized it.
I can't even guess.
You got me there, Mr. Chan.
I think I know. The letter.
Correct, sir. Letter addressed to John Ryder. Will you be so kind as to take my arm, Mr. Holt?
Yes, thank you. Right with you, Inspector.
Leslie?
Trying to smile, Don, but it's hard.
Stay very much in background when we reach living room. One so small slip may rob us of necessary proof we seek. Right, Inspector.
That'll have some coffee, John.
I guess so. Since our things disappeared with the keys to the sideboard as well as the cellar.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Chan. We missed you this afternoon.
So sorry, Mr. Ward, but I had business which could not wait.
Something strange has happened, Mr. Chan. Ah Sing has disappeared.
Yeah?
Perhaps Chan can throw some light upon the disappearance of Sing.
I can. I'm grieved to tell you, Mr. Ward, that all evidence uncovered so far indicates with painful certainty that Ah Sing is person fired that shot which sent us hurrying to study to find Landini's dead body stretched upon floor.
I don't believe it. I don't care where the evidence points. Sing never killed Landini.
But if Sing himself admits that he did...
Where is he? I'd go to him at once. Poor Sing. Why?
That I fear is impossible. Sheriff was about to arrest him when he dropped from sight.
Then he got away?
For the time being, he may yet be apprehended. I'm so sorry, Mr. Ward. This must be a great shock for you. I have stopped in dining room for only one moment to say I appreciate your hospitality. I leave this house at once. There is nothing more I can do.
I suppose not. But you must not go until one thing is settled. I promised you $1,000 to undertake the search for my son.
But, Mr. Ward, the search was so brief.
No matter. There was nothing about that in our agreement. Wait just a moment, please. I will write you a check.
So, Ah Sing got away.
Me too, Mr. Ryder. I can't help it. I am, what you call, elated, pleased.
You, Mr. Ryder, find only pleasure in escape of Ah Sing?
Need I conceal that, Chan?
Sing was very good friend to you.
One of the best friends I ever had. As I said before, Sing was one of the real Chinese.
Then, Mr. Chen, the mystery is solved. I cannot go. You say you are leaving this house now, huh? I will go with you. Not one other minute will I stay.
Landini's money burning holes in your pockets, Romano?
Ah, poof. You think you make me angry, huh? You think your words hurt Louis Romano, huh? No. But no, I consider myself justified. You, all of you other husbands, what do you do for that glorious voice, huh? Only stifle it. That is what you do. Oh, but me, Louis Romano, I make her the famous prima donna. I give her the greatest singer.
There you are, Mr. Chan.
Oh,
your check.
Thank you so much.
Won't you have a farewell drink, Chan? Oh, I remember. You don't drink, do you? And anyway, Singh went off with the keys. John and I have been sitting here all evening with parched throats.
Thank you so much for reminding me. I'm so sorry, but I have been on point of forgetting. Here are keys, entrusted to me by Ah Sing just before his escape.
Well, that is a bit of luck. Here, John, help yourself to a cordial with your coffee.
I will.
Sure you won't change your mind, Mr. Chan?
I'm a great believer in ceremony. In old days in China, refusal to drink parting libation would be slur on hospitality of the host. A small taste, if you will be so good.
Fine. Here is an extra glass. Oh, John, help the inspector to whatever he desires.
A little port wine, please. One thing more. In China, in old days, refusal of host to pour parting libation himself might well have been regarded as slur on departing guests. But I do not press the point. You understand, I recall my first dinner at your table. I recall how courteous you were, how you served the cocktails yourself, how nothing Mr. Ward was too much trouble until that tray of decanters was placed before you. Then, how you shouted for Ah Sing, how Sing had to return from kitchen before cordials could be served. Ah, these little things, how they register in detective's mind. How I was to recall them later. And I said to myself, can it be that Mr. Ward is colorblind?
Ward? What are you raving about, Chan?
It was interesting question. I observed in study on writing desk two kinds of ink. Black on right side, red on left. A moment ago before I left study, I took liberty of changing their respective positions. Mr. Ward, check which you gave me is written in red ink. So you are colorblind after all.
And what if I am?
Night of Landini murder, Landini was heard to say, oh, it's you, is it? Get my scarf from the bedroom. The green one. Landini was found with pink scarf in dead hand. Also, Landini sent me in great hurry to Mr. Ryder's room. Matter of life and death, you say. He was seated at desk writing letter. Letter addressed to John Ryder. Later, that letter was found burned. But it had been opened. Mr. Ryder maintained that he had never received said letter.
And I still say so. Ken, I never saw that letter.
Quite correct, Mr. Ryder. It was letter to inform you, Mr. Ryder, of death of Dudley Ward's son, and request that after Landini had left Pine View, you, Mr. Ryder, were to break the news to Mr. Ward. But Mr. Ward found said letter. In a fit of rage, he killed Landini.
Are you mad, Inspector?
No, it was you who were mad. After murder, you saw confusion on table. Tried to straighten things, placing red lid on yellow box and yellow lid on red.
I was with you in John Ryder's room when the shot was fired.
Shot which we heard, yes. Shot which was fired to mislead. But alas, Landini was killed in noise and confusion of plane's arrival. Ah Sing, good old Ah Sing, one of the real Chinese. He found you there with smoking gun in your hand. He hurried you from study. Then he fired misleading shot into pine tree.
You can't arrest my friend on theories like these.
But Dr. Swan was also witness of murder. You removed him in preference to paying blackmail.
I'm not sorry for killing Swan.
Dudley! Why,
what's the use, John? It's true. All of it. Oh, I don't care. I've got nothing to live for.
Please, Mr. Ward, You are not required to make any statement without benefit of advice of lawyers. I'm so sorry. Take him away, Sheriff.
I'm going with you, Judge.
Why, Miss Beaton, Leslie?
I can't help it. Ward, why? I can hardly believe it.
But this is not occasion for tears. Think, it is first a long succession of triumphs for young Sheriff, in whose success you must feel echo of pride.
I suppose you're right.
But yes, I am right. From first moment young Sheriff's eyes lighted upon you, I knew this was inevitable outcome.
Oh, you really are a good detective, aren't you, Mr. Chan?
Before I have said, three things the wise man does not do. He does not plow the sky. He does not paint pictures on the water. And he does not argue with a woman.
After you have heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Mr. Chan, what parting thought have you for us this evening?
Conclusion of Mystery of Murder of Landini brings to my mind ancient saying. The road may seem endless, the hills insurmountable, the night black and starless, and the end of the journey lost in fearsome shadows. But the wise man knows that daylight comes and that no road so long, but that it reaches, at the last, its destination.
Thank you, Mr. Chan, and good night. ¶¶